10 minutes off 10 here on ABC Central West this Friday morning. Time to catch up with one of our local vets today. It's Dr. Ryan Lane from the Orange Vet Hospital. Dr. Lane, thank you for joining us.
No worries. A pleasure as always.
We're going to be talking about literally something coming out of the horse's mouth, as in its teeth, today.
Straight from it,
mate. What's the importance of the teeth for horses?
I mean, the way that I try to teach my clients of how a horse works is it's a big engine. It's a very big, powerful engine.
And yes, it is.
The engine starts at the mouth. And if the mouth isn't a functional unit, the rest of the body's not going to be functioning as well. The teeth of a horse are very, very important. Like that for anything, you know. You've got to be able to chew your food. For a horse, there's a very particular size of matter that needs to go down into the stomach so it can be, you know, broken down further and utilised properly. When the teeth of a horse aren't, you know, functioning properly, then we start to develop nutritional problems. And probably the most common thing is oral pain in the mouth.
Okay.
A horse's tooth grows throughout its whole life. Different to ours.
Right,
ours
really?
Erupt and they sit and then they eventually fall out. With a horse's tooth, it will gradually grow through its life until the point in which there's no root left and then the tooth falls out. So it's a...
Is that right?
A different process to our mouth.
That's completely different. That's fascinating.
It's pretty cool. And it's something I do most days at work. I go out and explore the mouths of horses. And it's a very interesting topic. A lot of people probably don't appreciate how much needs to be done in there. A lot of the time with routine procedures in that mouth, we get in with our special, you know, $12,000 drill with our special equipment and we make an assessment of the mouth and we look at correcting sharp points. The most common pathology you see in the horse's mouth when you're doing the routine dentistry is sharp points that are impeding on their cheeks and their tongue that cause ulceration.
So that's the points on their teeth that are growing sharp?
Correct, yes, right? On the outside. So every year, the rough estimates are a horse chews between 10 and 12 million times a year.
Okay.
And you could imagine that every time the teeth touch, they slowly wear away. And if the teeth aren't aligned properly or the, you know, feed matter changes, so high pellet diets and hay and things like that can alter the way a horse chews, therefore leading to sharp points generating themselves
and
generally on the cheek side. Then it comes back to behavior issues as well. A very common one that I see when I'm doing dentistry is clients will say, oh, he's just very naughty.
Under he's mucking up.
And
spitting the bit out, that kind of stuff.
Oh, they try to. Absolutely. Yeah. And the bit's another conversation again.
Yeah.
it's just very important that people look into that. It's certainly a service that, you know, we offer at Blaney Vets. I mean, a lot of the rural vets will offer it. And it's not just a straightforward, you know, fix the teeth and get out of there. It's a very, very important thing. And I just think it's good to educate, particularly with a lot of people coming from Sydney, you know, out to our region and getting a nice little property, getting a horse and going, you beauty, let's go. But a vet hasn't even looked at the animal. It's, again, the mouth is a very difficult place to examine as well. So we use a plethora of drugs to sedate them so we can make a proper assessment of the mouth. And I think the big thing with it is looking after mouth. It's like a car. You send your car to the mechanic to get it serviced. It's a very similar principle in that matter. The more you invest in that horse's mouth and look after it, the less likely you are to develop problems later in life.
Well, I know we've spoken a couple of times about dog dentistry and how, you know, I can't remember who it was. Might have been Natasha told me that, you know, the oldest dogs that I see have great teeth. Is it similar for horses?
If they've been looked after.
Yeah, okay.
I can certainly open the mouth of a 7-year-old horse that hasn't been looked after orally, and you can have a catastrophe of issues in there. Sometimes you can open up a 12-year-old horse's mouth that's never had its teeth done, and they look okay. You know, it's very big. There's genetics play a large role.
Different breeds, I imagine,
Breeds, genetics, age, the feed that they eat, like I said, is another factor with it. So, you know, performance horses like thoroughbreds and standardbreds that are fed, you know, high-energy diets all the time, a pellet is completely different to a 20-centimetre bit of hay or 50-centimetre bit of hay, big bits of hay. It does alter the way they chew and therefore the way their teeth wear. It's very, very interesting. And I like to show my clients once we've opened the horse's mouth and use the mirrors and things and give them a bit of an idea of what we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
The other important part that I like to convey to people is that, you know, this requires special training. I don't just graduate university and do horse dentistry.
Bang, I can get straight into the mouth. Right,
absolutely
okay.
Not. You know, we have
it's
to go
a special,
and do
specialty
further
thing.
Training.
Okay, right.
It's a very expensive course to do, but it's a very, very good one. And we get taught by a plethora of different specialists who only do horse teeth. It's all they
do. Wow, okay.
It's a very, very cool principle and something that I'm passionate about, making them more comfortable.
So with horses, is it important to do like routine checkups every year? Or is it you just, if you notice that something's not quite right, then you should go to the vet?
Routine is a good word to use.
Yeah, okay.
I think, you know, depending on the client and the horse as well. Once I get familiar with the horse, I may delay an annual check to maybe an 18-month check. But I think an annual check is paramount for the mouth, absolutely. It's very difficult to gauge how rapidly fast points can form or other pathology. There's a plethora of different pathology. So, you know, if anyone's listening who has horses and goes, oh, I've never had the vet look in my horse's mouth, well, welcome.
It's time.
Welcome. It is. It's just preventative medicine. It really is.
Yeah, okay.
So I think an annual checkup is a great idea. You know, for vaccination, the listening to the heart, the general examination, all of those things are very important. And then the mouth is the focus of that meeting. Mm. And again, yeah, younger horses, you know, less than 5 years old, I mean, it's still recommended that they have their teeth checked every 6 months, you know. Once they're over 20, every 6 months. Again, once I get used to a horse and I understand what its mouth's doing and what it looks like.
And you know,
sometimes
it's nutrition and, exactly. and et cetera. Yeah,
and okay. If I've done the teeth two or three times, you know, I may push that 6 monthly check for an old horse out to 12 if things are looking respectable.
Mm, okay. So say you are doing your routine checks, but what are some of the signs that you might want to call the vet in to check the teeth? Like, are there... I know that it's hard because certain, you know, horses do behavioural things for a number of different reasons. I can say that from experience. But are there certain kind of giveaways where you think, oh, that could be a dental issue, I should call the vet?
Mm, absolutely.
Yeah?
I think the first thing is dropping feed. So
okay.
when horses are being fed, they will chew and chew and chew and mix lots of saliva through it. And if horses are physically dropping that feed out of their mouth, there's a problem. That's okay. The first telltale sign of pathology. The other thing can be throwing their head when they're eating. So if they're chewing and going, oh, that hurts, and lifting their head.
Okay.
It's like when you get an ulcer in your mouth. You know, every week I open a horse's mouth and I go, ulcer, look at this problem.
Oh,
and the guy
geez.
Goes, oh my God, I never knew. It's a very, very common thing. And all of that just comes back to something that we could have prevented.
Mm.
And then it comes back to the behavioural issues, being naughty under saddle and things like that can be a reflection. You know, when someone's pulling on the reins, if they've got sharp points poking into both of their cheeks, they're like razors, you know what I mean? I have to be quite careful when I examine sharp teeth with my hand.
It would hurt you as well, right?
I cut my fingers right open.
Oh, geez.
In some cases.
Yeah,
so,
right.
And you're doing that with the rein and going, oh, geez, this horse is a bit naughty. So, and it's not always the case, but dentistry is a big, big factor. So.
Yeah, okay. But as you said, it's very much worth doing the routines to try and prevent those longer-term problems.
I think that it's like anything. It's a car, a dog. I mean, I should probably go to the doctor more often than I do.
Let's not start that conversation.
It's a little bit different. We can talk. You know, a horse can't really talk, neither can a dog, neither can a car. So if you're treated in that regard as a bit of a checkup, I think there's so much benefit in prevention rather than cure.
Mm. We're just over 2 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Dr. Ryan Lane is with us from the Orange Vet Hospital. We're talking about, you wouldn't believe it, something straight from the horse's mouth. It's dentistry here on ABC Central West. Just before I let you go, Dr. Lane, you mentioned that there are some kind of, it can lead to like gastric problems.
Mm-hmm.
The only one that I'm super familiar with is colic. But is that something that could happen?
Potentially. Colic is a very broad term we use for abdominal pain. So the term colic gets thrown around like a rag doll. But I certainly think that there are flow-on effects from it. I think the big problem is more the lack of digestion or the lack of ability to digest the food properly.
Oh, so lack of nutrition then, right?
Well, exactly. Okay. So some people will be feeding all these old horses, you know, really long, great hay that they can't they can't even break it down and get it down to a size where the microbes can bind to it and turn it into protein and carbohydrates. So it's a waste of money, you know what I mean? Mm. So then we talk about the big conversation with the annual checkup as well is that, you know, what are you feeding the horse? What does the feed eat? The horse eat, sorry. And that's another end point from a husbandry perspective as well. You know, vaccinations is another thing. The male horses also need attended to in the genitalia region as well. Mm-hmm. They need to have that area cleaned sometimes, and I make that part of the routine check as well.
Yeah, okay.
It's quite amazing some of the findings you have in those regions as well.
That could be a whole nother 10-minute chat.
Yes,
look, definitely. Ryan, thank you so much as always for coming in and chatting with us on the show.
My pleasure.